Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Game Changers, where I talk exclusively about Indian women in sport. In the last episode, I had a chance to interview Frisbee champion Suhani Bedi. In this episode, I discovered an entirely new sport which I had absolutely no previous knowledge of. In this episode, we will discuss an important factor or stigma that exists, stopping many women from pursuing elite sport. Throughout society, there has long persisted the stigma that motherhood and elite sport are incompatible. Many sportswomen since the Victorian era have had to give up their sporting careers in order to start, maintain, and run a family. Nevertheless, an increasing number of elite sportswomen are now proving how outdated the stigma is and that motherhood and elite sport can go hand in hand. Whether medals are won post-pregnancy or not, these women are an inspiration to girls, women, and mothers everywhere. Elite sportswomen continue to face the hardship of choosing between motherhood and sports, however. Though women can now pursue a career in sport, female athletes have experienced a cut in their funding or sponsorship, if not total removal, during pregnancy. As a result, women have faced intense pressures by funders to resume their pre-pregnancy performance levels within weeks of childbirth. This is especially evident within Indian society, where family is of utmost importance and women are stopped from pursuing a career in sport because society believes that they are incapable of balancing the two. Why the emphasis on mothers, one might ask? Fathers balance sport and family all the time. In Indian society, however, the mother or the woman is considered the backbone of the house and therefore is expected to give up other responsibilities to accept the responsibility of running a household. A career in sports requires travel, commitment, and time, which would need them to be out of the house. And this separation from family and house life is considered wrong by society. Women, once they have children, are expected to stay at home and devote most of their time and energy to the children and the household, while the men are allowed to juggle a family life and other activities. Like any other societal norm, we have brave and determined women who have stood up to the naysayers and proved that it is indeed possible to succeed at both sport and motherhood. Being a mother in India who is able to chase her dreams in professional sport isn't commonplace, with it definitely being easier for athletes in different countries. However, now many women are trying to replicate the same. Another barrier for these women is the physical aspect of sport. Coming back to pre-pregnancy fitness levels takes a lot for women to do, making this comeback harder but even more amazing. One example of a successful mother and cricketer is Andhra Pradesh batter Sneha Deepthi. She debuted for India in 2013 and had the child in the midst of the peak of her career. Because she knew she had a lot of potential and time left playing the sport, she had always planned on being a mother while being a successful sportswoman. In this inaugural season of the WPL, the Women's Premier League, she played for the Delhi Capitals. And although she did say it was hard for her to be away from her 2-year-old daughter for 6 weeks, she said it was an opportunity that she couldn't let go of. She also acknowledged that it was easier for her because her family was extremely supportive, with her husband even taking the role of a stay-at-home father while she was playing. She also stressed the struggle she faced post-pregnancy to accept her body had changed and that she would have to take time to become both physically and mentally fit again. Regardless of the struggle, Sneha Deepthi is now one of many Indian women who is successfully balancing motherhood and a flourishing cricket career. Another common but inspirational example of this is Mary Kom. Mary Kom is the only woman to win the World Amateur Boxing Championship 6 times, the only female boxer to win a medal in the 7 World Championships, and the only boxer to win 8 World Championship medals. She had won 4 World Championship medals and 2 Asian Games titles prior to the birth of her twins in 2007. A year after she gave birth to them, she competed in the Asian and World Championships, winning both silver and gold respectively. This was her 4th successive gold at the Worlds, making it even more impressive because she had almost no time after childbirth, and she maintained and improved her levels of performance. She gave birth to her third child in 2013, and a year later became the first Indian female boxer to win gold in the 2014 Asian Games and later the 2018 Commonwealth Games. Mary Kom is not only an example of a woman who's raised 3 children while being a world champion, but also an extraordinary sportsperson who raised the bar of her performance with every child she had. Sarita Devi is a boxer, beating the odds in not only her sport but also motherhood. In her teens, Sarita Devi dreamed of taking up taekwondo as a professional athlete, but a chance encounter with the boxing legend late Dinko Singh made her fall in love with boxing, and there wasn't any looking back for her. In 1999, she featured in an exhibition bout at the National Games and was eventually part of the national camp. In 2001, she clinched a silver at the Asian Championships followed it up with medals in 2003, 5, 8, 10, and 12. In 2006, she won gold at the World Championships. After marrying, she and her husband were blessed with a boy in 2013. Overcoming the odds, Sarita returned to the ring in 2014 at the Commonwealth Games, and in a controversy-ridden Asian Games, she again took home a medal. Coming back from a one-year ban in the Asian Games in 2017 and 2019, she won bronze medals. She currently runs an academy at her village in Manipur while bringing up her son. One of the faces of Indian squash alongside Saurabh Ghoshal and Joshna Chinnapal is Pallikal Karthik, and she has been at the top of her game for over a decade now. She became the first Indian to break into the top 10 in the PSA women's rankings. She's also the first Indian squash player to win the Arjuna Award and the second highest sporting award in the country. Pallikal Karthik and Chinnapal won India's first Commonwealth gold medal in the squash in the Glasgow edition in 2014. She also has two silvers in doubles and mixed doubles to her name from the 2018 edition in the Gold Coast. All these besides memorable wins in the WISPA World Tour, including triumphs at the Tournament of Champions in 2012, 2013, and 2016. Deepika was ranked as inside the top 20 in the world when she decided to take a step back from the sport in 2018. She says, amongst other reasons, she wanted to start a family. Her twins were born in October 2021, and a few months later, she was back in the squash court featuring in the Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. She returned on time for the Doubles World Championship, where she won the mixed and women's gold. This adds to her haul of her silver and two bronze medals from previous editions of the tournament in 2016 and 17. She's a great example of how women can make their own choices, and women make the choice sometimes to run a family, but that doesn't mean that they have to give up their sport forever. And it means they only take a short break to return back to their previous performance levels. Once the youngest woman grandmaster, Kaneru won three gold medals at the World Youth Chess Championship from 1997 to 2007 and the World Junior Girls Championship in 2001. A child prodigy in the chess discipline, she was tied for first place the following year but finished second on a tiebreak. She won the British Women's Championship twice and the 10th Asian and Indian Chess Championship in 2003. She won the North Urals Cup in 2005, a tournament featuring 10 of the erstwhile best female players. She won two gold medals in the individual and mixed team events at the 2006 Asian Games. In 2007, Kuneru became the second female to surpass 2,600 ELO rating marking. Until 2017, she finished in the second FIDE Women's Grand Prix in 2009 to 2011, 2011 to 2012, 2013 to 2014, and 2015 to 2016. She gave birth to her daughter in 2017, and soon after her maternity break, she returned to become the Women's World Rapid Champion in 2019. She's also the part of the Indian contingent for the 2022 FIDE Chess Olympiad last year. Another example who is hailed as the queen of Indian track and field is P.T. Usha, and she was one of the brightest stars in Indian athletics. She won multiple medals and set several national records during her active years. In 1982, she won two silver medals at the Asian Games and soon converted them into gold in the 1986 Asian Championships by winning four golds and one silver. She had won six medals for India at the Asian Championships the previous year, including five golds and one bronze, and kept the streak going with the medals in 1987, 88, and 89 editions. She gave birth to her son in 1992 and came back in 1994, only after 2 years, with a silver medal at the Asian Games in the 4x400-meter relay and four medals in the 1999 Asian Cup. She eventually announced retirement in 2000 after an injury surfaced, but she balanced both her physicality and motherhood in an extremely incredible way. The last example of so many women is an international gold medalist discus thrower and two-time Olympian Krishna Punia. She started competing in the sport from her school days. In 2001, she gave birth really early, but she was encouraged by her husband to take up and continue the sport. Her moment of fame was when she won bronze medal with a throw of 61.53 meters at the 2006 Asian Games. She later achieved the same feat in the 2010 edition, but managed to surpass all expectations with a gold at the 2010 Commonwealth Games with a 61.5-meter throw. She became the first Indian woman to win gold in athletics at the Commonwealth Games, coming second to Milkha Singh. She also won gold in the men's 450 yards race in 1958. She qualified for the discus throw finals at the London Olympics in 2012, but only managed to finish sixth. Because she became a mother at a very early age, her entire career was with a child. So I can only imagine the amount of practice she might have taken to kickstart her career because she had very little practice before having a child. So the only way she knew sport was alongside motherhood. These women, amongst many role models, who have made the choice to come back to sport even after being mothers. Most of them have continued to win medals and be the champions without much pause, with some playing during pregnancy and coming back to the sport soon after. Although some had the support of family, most did not. And coupled with the disencouraging local society, their comebacks to sport were challenging, to say the least. Of all of them, however, beat the odds to become the legends we know today, being proof of the fact that women can achieve anything they put their minds to and should always be held to, and shouldn't always be held to the societal role of being a housemaker. A mother can be anything she wants to, even a successful sportswoman. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Game Changers.